Donegal victorious. As for Derry, it's been another disappointing day, so it has.
It has, really, Oshie. You know, this game was effectively over as a contest at halftime, and, you know, you could feel it in the body language of the players. Donegal within 6 points up, and whilst they didn't push on really in the second half like we would have liked them to, because it's going to end up a six-point game, assuming Derry put this simple three over the bar, I would like to have seen a bit more from Donegal. Again, 216 is a good score to get any day, but you're conceding 16 points, and again, there's areas of their defensive work that they need to look at and tighten up on for when they do meet the bigger guns down the line. But, you know, poor from Derry. When they had to wait until, what, the 80 minute of the second half for a third player to get on the score sheet, it's just not going to get you across the line in a lot of these big championship matches.
And it is Mark Lynch that sends that one over the bar, and it's a 16-point game for Derry. The referee blows the full-time whistle. It's all over here. Donegal have marched through to an Ulster semi-final with a 216-16-point victory against Derry here today. It's a disappointing day for Derry, as we said. They now go into the qualifying draw for tomorrow, but Donegal march on to the last four. We mentioned it in the first half that it seemed to be a routine performance from Donegal. Do you feel that there was always, if it was required, that there was another gear or two there that Donegal could drop into if it was needed?
Yeah, definitely there was, like, you know, because they seemed to be playing within themselves in the second half, and they seemed to be very much in control of the game. They never at any time looked like Derry were going to come back and make a contest of this in the second half. So Donegal controlled the game well in that respect. So they did. And, you know, there were some good performances all over the field. So from the, they'll get a lot of positive. It's another game for a lot of these young fellas, you know, another championship game in Ulster for a lot of these young fellas. But there's going to be bigger tests ahead, Oshie, for this team. But they're tickling along nicely. They're now in an Ulster semi-final where they'll meet down. They're going to be fancy to go through that day too, you know. So they're moving in the right direction, so they are, and things are improving. And you look at the likes of Keane Mulligan, Oren coming off the bench, who are making a positive impact in the game and really improving the team when they come onto it, and that's what you want. You want to see players coming off the bench, because it's crucial that Donegal going into the Super 8s have a strong squad of 24, 25 players that they can rely on, because they're all going to be needed.
Patrick Berdy stepping up with a good total today as well. He scored four in the first half, and he followed that with another four in the second. Eight in total was for McBurney. So he had another good day in Celtic Park, and he's the likes of player that you want to step up on Championship Sunday.
Big time, and it's important from Donegal's point of view, you know, that the likes of Patrick really is firing on all cylinders. You know, after being out with an injury, he was a bit slow to take off the last day, but that didn't happen today. He really looks back on form, and, you know, 8 points is a great score any day, so it is. But some of them are typical Patrick McBrady points, coming around on the loop, firing them over with that magical left foot of his. So, positives for Donegal is, you know, Patrick McBrady back playing really well. Also, really pleased to see Paddy McGrath get maybe 60 minutes of action today, because I think he's going to be a key player going forward too for Donegal.
What about the negatives?
The negatives are, you know, listen, it's hard to be critical on a day like today with the heat and the stifling heat that they didn't push on. It's easy for us to sit up here in a studio with air conditioning and question why they didn't kick on in the second half, that they led by 6 points and they only won by 6 points. But, you know, they're going to come up against bigger challenges. And we were talking during the game, you know, Derry kicked 16 points. They also had, you know, 12, 13, 14 wides, you know, and some of them wides were from really good positions that, you know, good teams, the likes of the Dubs, the Monaghans, the Kerrys, the Mayos, would punish it for their chances. So Donegal have still work to do on their defensive setup, because whilst they got away with it today, it won't be good enough as the championship goes on.
Yeah, and I suppose just a note in Derry, what next for them? They have a lot of work to do, so they have, Brendan.
They have a lot of work, like, you know, Derry. You look at their Derry team on paper, and the quality footballers all over the field. So you'll be hoping that Derry go into the draw tomorrow morning, you know, the qualifiers draw, and if they could get maybe a soft game or two to get a bit of confidence going. You know, the apathy, you could feel the apathy from the Derry supporters by their lack of attendance here today. You know, they were very quiet on the ground. And, you know, obviously there's a lot happening with Derry County football at the minute, and there's a lot of problems in it. But they have so much quality, and it'll be great to see Derry get a good run through the qualifiers, and see if they can get a favourable draw in the morning and push on from that. They have to take heart, you know, the 16 points, they had other chances. So hopefully that you'd like to see that they would push on through the qualifiers.
And Donegal are now, they continue their journey in the Ulster Championship. Down weren't that impressive looking against Antrim last night. It wasn't a good quality fixture. Donegal again will be raging hot favourites as they go into that one, and they're
everybody's now saying Donegal will be back in an Ulster final. You would expect so. Based on what you've seen, you would expect that Donegal would get back to an Ulster final. Like, you know, down relegated from Division 2 to Division 3 this year, you know, have issues too, kind of thing. Now, listen, it's 2 weeks out. Donegal have to regroup. Hopefully, Neil McGee's injury isn't too bad and he'll be back for that game, because I think he's a really important dimension to the Donegal defence. He gives it a bit of solidity. He kind of gives it a bit of calmness and a bit of toughness back there. So it's important that they get him back too also. Down, you know, it's hard to know what to make of them. I think Donegal are in a better place at the minute, and I think Donegal should really be looking, and what a cracking Ulster final that would be if Donegal can overcome Down. And, you know, Monaghan are going to be major hot favourites going in against Fermanagh. You know, Monaghan may not get it all their own way against Fermanagh next week. You know, Fermanagh will set up and make it very difficult for them. They were very impressive, so they were the last day Fermanagh against Armagh, against albeit a poor Armagh side, but they did the job very effectively. So, you know, interesting. It's getting to the really interesting stage of the year, Oisin.
And overall today, 2-1 for Donegal at Celtic Park and there. It doesn't happen too often. So it doesn't, but for Donegal football, it's been a great day in the sun here, so it has.
It has been a fantastic day, and listen, the weather was beautiful here, so it was today, but, you know, the under-20s put in a massively impressive performance, you know, against Cavan. They really blew them out of the water, and we saw some fantastic performances there. And Donegal have a lot of good young footballers coming through, you know, and we saw a lot of them playing there with under-20s, we saw some of them with the under-70s, so it's in a good place, and hopefully that could be a doubleheader against Down in a couple of weeks' time.
I've just been told that Clonus is going to be the venue for the semi-final between Donegal and Down. So on Sunday, the 10th of June, the Ulster semi-final between Donegal and Down will be taking place in Clonus, and that one is going to have a 4 p.m. throw-in time. A game, of course, that will be live on Highland Radio Sunday Sport. There could as well be an under-20 game, depending where Donegal are at that stage. The under-20s, of course, are back in a quarter-final next weekend against Derry, and there's a possibility that if they come through that, they could be fixed for the third Sunday, playing the third Sunday in a row on that day in Clonus as well. But the Ulster Council, of course, will be tying all that down in the next number of days. Brendan Kilcoyne, many thanks for your contribution today on commentary for the senior game. Donegal victorious as they ran out winners here 2-16 to 16.